Hello. Good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. You know why? Because seniors matter. And it's a wonderful late fall, early winter. It's quiet outside. It's not doing anything but resting and waiting for the rest of our weather to come in gently. When, I'm not sure. The weatherman says one thing, and I love what we're enjoying. The warm weather greets us every morning, the soft golden colors of fall, and it's getting quieter out there, and I think it's waiting for that storm. I want some snow, but that's the crazy Californian's way of loving it and living here in wonderful Carbondale, Colorado. So what are we talking about today? Well, let me tell you a little bit about Senior Matters. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. And Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities include Tai Chi, Art, Bridge, and we have an incredible Alzheimer's support group. We do Medicare and tax assistance programs. We also have, as one of our new activities at Senior Matters at Third Street, is ping pong. Now, I know every one of you has played ping pong at one time or another, but we're oldies but goodies, and this is a great time to dance around that table, get your energy up, and have a competitive time with some great community people. If you are interested, want some more information on it, just give us a call at 970-230-2158. I have an important announcement to make about something that's going on in our community. And all of you, this is so vital to our senior community. CAFCI, Carbondale Age Friendly Community Issue, on November 21st here at Third Street Center in Carbondale, we will be introducing Mayor Dan Richardson, our AARP Associate Director Roberto Ray, our Senior Matters Chair John Hoffman, CAFCI leaders Nikki Delson and Ron Kokish, and you, the citizens of Carbondale. And what we're doing here with CAFCI is we're having a community assembly. And it's all about what we consider democracy, and it's alive and well in Carbondale. And here's what we're talking about. Seniors can't drive anymore. Does it make it tough getting to medical appointments? Can't walk so well. Makes it tough getting groceries. Do you ever feel isolated and lonely? You have housing problems. Come together at this assembly meeting, November 21st, between 3:30 and 6 p.m. at Third Street Center in Carbondale in the Callaway Room. Please, it's all about seniors, and we are important. That's all about CAFCI. Another little important message. Now, you all are also very friendly and familiar with Judy Martin. Judy Martin is our Senior Programs Manager with Garfield County Department of Human Services. And here's a little announcement that she'd like to have us make. And what she's saying is that senior programs, and Judy will be providing transportation to the December 9th Mountain Madrigal Singers concert in Glenwood Springs at Church of Christ at 2:30 p.m. Now, on your calendar, December 9th, Mountain Madrigals, call the Traveler at 665-0041. Need to do this by the December 2nd so you can make your reservations for the traveler. Judy will be driving around the town picking you up and taking you to a wonderful Christmas program. Now, we're back to where we belong. Today, my guest, a lovely young lady. I think everyone's younger than I am anymore. Luke, are you younger than I am? Yeah, Luke is younger than I am, and he's looking at me. And I haven't sat down with Luke and had him be an engineer at this little show we do in a long time. It's nice to have him sitting next to me. If you hear giggling, it's Luke. There you go. All right, today's guest is Angela Mills. She is the executive director of Lift Up. And what is Lift Up? Lift Up is a nonprofit dedicated to providing humanitarian essentials while creating a bridge to personal empowerment and self-reliance. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, my wonderful pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Lift Up, because I know everyone's got some kind of preconceived idea, but tell us about Lift Up.
Sure. So Lift Up is a organization comprised of 7 food pantries from Debeck, which is our mobile location, all the way through to Aspen. So we have brick and mortar pantry locations in Parachute, Rifle, Newcastle, Glenwood, Carbondale, and Aspen.
Okay.
And then we have 2 thrift stores also. So you can find clothing and household items and furniture. And all of the money from the thrift stores goes right back into our program with our pantries, where we're tackling food insecurity every day.
Tackling food insecurity every day. Whew. When you're talking about tackling food insecurity every day, that's our huge, we have a huge community. How do people know about you? Do you go to them? Do they come to you? How does it work?
So a little bit of both. I was really blessed with this opportunity to take over as executive director a year ago. The organization itself, however, is 37 years old. So really nice to be embedded in our communities. I think a lot of people know about Lift Up, but we do outreach constantly. So I get to do my favorite thing and go out and make new friends every day and talk about our program and what we're doing. And food insecurity is huge, and it is very real in our communities. And I think that there used to be a preconceived notion of, you know, what demographic or who is finding themselves food insecure. And it's so huge cross-section of our people, from very hardworking, sometimes 2 or 3 jobs, and rent is so high, or mortgage or gas from if you live in Parachute and you're working in Aspen. Others are, you're moving along in life and everything's fine, and then all of a sudden there's a medical need and those medical bills come up and you're having to pay that, and you're still having to pay your cost of living, and so then food comes last. So we have folks that use us every single month. They'll come in for a visit. We have other folks that'll use us once or twice a year. We're here to help you move on in your situation.
If I walk through your door, how do I ask?
So when you walk in the door to any one of our pantries, probably the first thing that's going to happen is one of our volunteers is going to greet you with a big, huge smile. A lot of our volunteers are like me, so be ready to be hugged. We're a bunch of huggers. If you like it, you're going to get a big hug. And then we'll
see.
That's
the place for me to go.
My staff will tease me that I have hugging issues. I blame it on my grandmother. She was amazing. But so then we'll talk to you a little bit about What is your situation? We don't ask a lot of questions. We give a whole lot of love, but we don't ask a whole lot of questions. So we're going to ask for your name. We're going to ask for your address if you're fortunate to have one. If you don't have a permanent address right now, you can just tell us that and we'll give you the right kind of food for your situation. So then we'll ask about, you know, I just was helping some gentlemen in Aspen a couple of weeks ago. And so I said, well, how are you guys storing your food? Do you have storage if I give you some of this refrigerated stuff? Do you have a can opener? Or are we working with pop tops here? You know, the nice little pop open. And so then we give you the food that you're going to enjoy. All of our pantries are pantry of choice. So you're not getting a pre-built box. You're walking through, you're picking what you want, you're picking what works for your diet. And then you'll leave with what can really help your situation.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I experienced what you are talking about because Lift Up helped me. When I fell and broke my back and I was two surgeries down in bed for 6 weeks at Heritage and coming out for a year and a half, Lift Up, thank you so much for being there. And as I told Angela, I still have some cans of vegetables in there that go to becoming a part of a soup I make all the time.
Yeah.
So when I open the cabinet and I see Lift Up cans, I think of Lift Up. I don't look and think of that can of corn that much. Well, yeah, I do too. I'm motivated by food. What can I tell you?
But me too. I think that's one of the reasons I took this job. Yeah. I love food. Yeah.
And the hugging bit and the warmth that comes from the volunteers, yes. As I said, I walk through the door and I don't feel embarrassed. I feel good. Welcome.
Good.
And your volunteers, I know some of the volunteers. They are members of our local community.
Absolutely.
You know, they are a team of women that work in different areas. Professionally and volunteer in different areas. Mm-hmm. So volunteering is great.
Our volunteers are as diverse as our clientele. We're really fortunate that way.
Volunteers, how many do you have?
Goodness gracious. So I think that we have a volunteer management program is something that I'm working on doing right now. So I can answer these questions with a little more clarity. But we have anywhere between 100 and 200 okay. volunteers. So really fortunate. We're working to get some more volunteers because what we're finding is we're becoming more client-centric, that our pantry hours aren't necessarily optimal for our clients. We have pantries that are open only a couple hours a day, a couple days a week, and that's when our families are working. So as we onboard new volunteers that are able to work evening hours or weekends, we find that that's of great benefit to our clients.
And while we're on that roll right now, a couple of things. One, a number for contact. Two, that if you are going into the Rifle Pantry or the Glenwood Pantry and you want to volunteer, let them know.
Heck yeah, let us know. And you yeah. can call. You can call at 970-625-4496. And first, we're going to want to get to know you a little bit. What are your passions? Where do you live? Where do you want to be helping? What hours? I find that a happy volunteer is a volunteer that we can retain for longer. So we want to put people into their natural talent sets. So if somebody wants to be out engaging with the community and working on community engagement, we can do that. If somebody really loves data and data entry, we definitely have a need for that. And if you want to be working in the pantry right with the clients, then we'll put you into that spot.
And here's what that is all about too, because when you volunteer for something that you really enjoy doing and you are coming in with a skill set, mm-hmm. like whether you're going to do data entry in the computer, you are keeping yourself going. You're keeping your energy level in a positive place when you donate and volunteer your time. There's something I see on, this is what it is, donors, food, Where do you get everything?
So again, our communities are so awesome. And we have really great food drives throughout the year. We have a list on our website that helps people know what foods we're looking for. And that's based on what foods fly off the shelves a lot. So our clients are always looking for high protein. So peanut butter, tuna, canned chicken, that stuff is like gold to us. And so when we reached out and started educating the community, we found that they are listening and bringing those kind of items in. The chunky soups, as opposed to a condensed soup, lots of veggies, but it's businesses, it's schools, it's churches that reach out to us, and we help organize these food drives throughout the year. And then also, of course, we have very generous donors. We're backed by Pitkin County, we're backed by Garfield County, we're backed by all of our city municipalities, and that allows us to buy food from Food Bank of the Rockies. So that's where we get all of our purchased food comes from Food Bank of the Rockies that we can get at a discount. So when we're gifted with money, it goes a lot further than going to the grocery store and trying to buy those groceries at a retail price. One of the other amazing programs that we have is Grocery Rescue, and that's where we get to go out 3 times a week, sometimes more, to all the city markets, to Starbucks, to Come and Go, to Walmart, to Costco, and rescue food that would otherwise be composted or thrown away. So it's good food. It's a lot of the time it's still super, super fresh. It's just not selling for one reason or another, or the holiday has passed, and so whatever it may be, and we bring it back, and our clients get to consume that fresh. That's how we get a lot of our fresh fruits and vegetables. So I think that that's another thing that there's some confusion on is how often can I utilize this food pantry? You can come to our food pantries once a month for a visit of the staples, the shelf stable items. You can come to our pantry any day we're open to receive those fresh items. So, you know, if all of a sudden you find I need something, but I've already been in for my regular visit, come on down. Chances are we're going to have some bread for you. There's going to be some kind of fresh veggies. There's going to be something. We're going to be able to at least help with some food that day.
I have walked in, and before me on the table, fresh spinach, just picked, fresh beets. There are other greens, and I'm thinking, you've got to be, and of course, zucchini, it's time of the year for them, squash, but I'm going, you've got to be kidding, and I say, can I have these? Oh, yeah, you can. They were just picked this morning, and that is part of what this community does. Someone who's got a garden, and they walk it in.
Cleaners and backyard growers. And we were really fortunate to get a grant from, they're called Onward a Legacy Foundation, and it was through the Colorado Food Pantry Network. And that was money was given to us to reinvest directly into Colorado Proud products. So we were able to buy from our local farmers and
buy from
our local We can't.
That was just
you're on your own with that one. I can give you. I guess you can ferment a potato if you wanted to. But that allowed us to buy the fresh fruits and veggies from our local producers. We were able to buy fresh organic beef from our local ranchers at Potter Farms. So then we're reinvesting into our local economy. Those farmers are benefiting. They're hiring people. It's more jobs. Our clients are eating healthier. You know, when you're on a budget, oftentimes you're restricted to kind of shop those inner aisles at the grocery store and go home with a bunch of calories and sodium and carbs. That's not going to fuel your body for success. That's not going to help your kiddos to wake up in the morning and fuel their little brains so they can go to school and be successful and test well and you know, onward and upward to bigger things. So when we're able to feed the body with healthy options. So we're fueling the mind, and then we're feeding the spirit with the hugs and the dignity and the experience that when they come to us, we're really treating the whole person. And I think our whole community, rather than the last thing I want is somebody to come in and have an experience like, oh, here's the can of green beans. Good luck. You know, how can we help you? Can we connect you to continuing education? Can we connect you to, do you need help with transportation? Can we connect you to child care options?
To get
to that next step.
And I'm hearing something all of a sudden. Yes, this is personal empowerment that you are
Absolutely.
Passing this gift on. And it you're teaching them independence and self-reliance, but you're practicing it. You're showing it. You are, the organization is lifting us up.
Yes, that's the hopes for sure.
Yeah, lifting us up. By the way, just in case you're, for those of you who are listening, we only have a few minutes to go, but I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and my guest is Angela Mills, Executive Director of Lift Up. And we've been discussing Lift Up, and I always thought Lift Up was all about food, providing food, but it's more than that. There is also a part of your program where you are receiving financial donations and to assist families financially.
We help with a little bit of that. We don't help with any living expense, but we can help time to time with some prescription coverage, and we can help with bus passes. So don't ever feel like you can't get to that job interview or you can't get to that doctor appointment. We'll help you get there.
Lift Up, the number again is your telephone number.
Oh, it is 970-625-4496.
You've been listening to Senior Matters. My guest, Angela Mills with Lift Up. And this is what I would love to say to all of you today. Have a wonderful afternoon. Life begins moment to moment. And the next thing I can say to you is enjoy. Enjoy the winter we are going to have coming. And I know when I sit down and talk to you again in December, it'll be snow outside. And I'll be burning. But I'll love every moment of it. Thank you for visiting. I'll talk to you next month.